The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. I want to talk about Aaron Judge after he turned down the Yankees contract extension offer last week. Let's look at some of the things that he's done as a Yankee. Most home runs in a season, hit at home, 33. Babe Ruth had the record at 32. Most home runs in a season by a rookie, 52. Joe DiMaggio held the record with 29. First right-handed hitter in Yankee history with at least 100 RBIs, 100 runs scored, and 100 walks in a single season. Fifth player in franchise history to start an All-Star game in his first two seasons, following Babe Ruth, Lou Gehrig, Joe DiMaggio, and Lefty Gomez. Most home runs, 4 in his first 7 home playoff games, tying Reggie Jackson, who did it in 77-78. Judge was the second fastest player in franchise history to record 500 hits and 100 home runs, doing so in 506 games, following Joe DiMaggio with 396 games. His American League records, rookie home run record, 52. Strikeouts in a single postseason, 27. Not something I'm sure he's proud of. His major league records, measured exit velocity of 121 miles an hour, setting a new record for the hardest ever measured by StatCast. That was on June 10th of 2017. Striking out in 37 consecutive games, not good. Most strikeouts by a rookie with 208, not good. Most walks by a rookie, 127, I like that. First rookie in MLB history with at least 45 home runs and 100 RBIs and 100 runs scored. The most golden sombreros in a postseason play since 1903. Fastest to reach 60 home runs. Oh, by the way, a golden sombrero is when you strike out 4 times in a game. He did it. Anyway, awards, 50 home run club, home run derby champ. He was in it once and won it and said he'll never do it again. Rookie of the Year, 2017. MLB All-Star in 2017, 2018, and 21. Silver Slugger Award in 2017 and 21. Fielding Bible Award in 21. All MLB team outfield in 21. Let's face it, he's the face of the Yankees and one of the faces of Major League Baseball. He's got the Aaron Judge All Rise Foundation, and they inspire children and youth to become responsible citizens and encourage them to reach unlimited possibilities. I mean, just think about last year. During the week of May 10th to the 17th, he got his 4th career AL Player of the Week award, and he had won it in September of 2017. He was the second Yankee winner that season, following his teammate of Corey Kluber, who earned Player of the Month honors in April. Judge posted a slash line of 571, 640, 1.333 with 8 runs scored, 12 hits, a double, 5 home runs, 6 RBIs, and 3 walks over 6 games played. That's 5 multi-hit games and his 13th career multi-homer game. He also hit his 130th career home run, the second most in baseball history, through 460 career games, trailing only Ryan Howard, who had 142. On May 23rd, he had his first career walk-off RBI. On July 9th, he recorded his 500th career hit during a game against the Astros by hitting a double to left field off of Brandon Belak. He became the second fastest Yankee to 500 hits and 100 home runs. On August 12th, in the Field of Dreams game in Iowa, he hit 2 multi-run home runs. He also hit 2 home runs on the 9/11 Memorial 20th anniversary game on September 11th against the Mets with his 31st and 32nd home runs. It ranks him second in MLB history with the fewest games to 150 home runs, 552. Only Ryan Howard accomplished the feat in fewer games, 495. It was Judge's 15th multi-home run game of his career. In November, he won his second Silver Slugger Award, 39 home runs, 98 RBIs. He was 287, 373, 544 slash line over 148 games. And all they ever talk about is the guy never plays and he's always injured. But he played in 148 games, so everybody needs to shut up. He also was named first team selection for the All-MLB team at the outfield position, determined by a fan vote and media members, former players, and baseball officials. It was Judge's first time being selected after coming off a season in which he led the Yankees in most offensive categories. I mean, honestly, what hasn't this guy done? He turned down an offer which, you know, 100% of players in baseball would be licking their chops for, the kind of deal most players can only dream about. He's the largest position player in the history of Major League Baseball. He is taking a big bet on himself this year because he turned down the Yankees' offer. He even said it, every day is a gamble. Stepping outside your house is a gamble. I don't mind going to free agency. It is what it is. I got a job to focus on. I love his mentality. Bottom line, the Yankees and Judge were not close in the negotiations. And what I'm hearing is they were in two different worlds completely. Cashman, of course, went in front of the media and started talking about the Yankees' extension of $213.5 million over 7 years, or $30.5 million a year. And sources said the package was 60 to 70% of the range that Judge wants. Allegedly, he wants $36 million per and 9 or 10 years. The Yankees said when they designed the deal, they were looking at contracts like of the 4 highest paid outfielders in the game. Giancarlo Stanton, of course, a teammate of Judge's, who has a 13-year, $325 million mega deal he got at age 25. Bryce Harper signed his 13-year, $330 million deal with the Phillies at age 23. And he's got about the average of Stanton's deal, about $25.4 million per year. Mookie Betts, a 12-year, $365 million deal, is thought to have about $26 million per year. The Dodgers are known to defer a lot of the money in their mega deals. You got Mike Trout's gigantic deal he signed at age 27, and that exceeds the yearly rate that Judge wanted. Trout's $426.5 million over 12 years, that's an annual value of $35.5 million. You know, one of the big things the Yankees are looking at here is Judge's age. He turns 30 later this month. And all these guys like Stanton, Harper, Trout, Betts, they were all way younger than Aaron Judge is. I mean, most people don't even realize that Judge will be 30. Those guys signed deals in their peak years of a player's career. When you're in your mid to late 20s, I mean, the sky's the limit for, you know, longevity. Harper, Stanton, Trout, and Betts all first signed as pros out of high school, and then they got sped up to the big leagues at a younger age. Judge was going to Fresno State, and he was picked in the draft by the Yankees in the first round in 2013. He was already 21 years old. So the Yankees' offer would have been for Judge's years, age 31 through 37 seasons. That's how old he'd be with the offer that they made him. They thought they were going to get him by offering him more in annual salary than Stanton, Harper, and Betts, but less than Trout. Judge wants more than what Trout makes. Judge wants to be the highest paid player in baseball, bar none. And a lot of people think he deserves to be paid that kind of scratch. You know, a lot of agents who talked about the offer and talked about Judge said that, I mean, like to a man, that the guy has had tons of injuries, which he has. I mean, obviously the guy's missed tons of games. Think about it. After he finished second to Altuve for AL MVP in 2017, he was out of the lineup for 50 games in 2018, 60 games in 2019, and he played 28 of 60 games in the COVID 20 season that was so short. And then last year, Judge missed only 14 games and worked his way back to being an all-star and didn't have that rap anymore that he was always out of the lineup. A lot of these scouts and agents think he won't be able to do the things that he does with his bat, with his body size and weight and the injury history when he's, you know, in his 30s, like later at the back end of the contract. Some of the agents said if you were offering him $230 million, then try to just bump it up to $250 and get the deal done. I don't think Judge is going to go for that or his people. I mean, don't tell me an owner like Steve Cohen of the Mets isn't going to try to make a huge offer to Judge in free agency and steal Judge from the Bombers. That would be the biggest story in baseball in New York in 50 years. I mean, the guy's already made $30 million in his career, and he is going to get a bag. He is going to strike it rich with the Yankees or another team, as sure as I'm sitting here. Some people worry if you give a guy a ton of money, will he be able to handle the money and the big spotlight that goes with it? Are you kidding me? Judge has already proven in New York that he can do everything, be the face of the Bombers, be a superstar in the Big Apple. I mean, this would be the biggest fail in history. If Cashman doesn't get this deal done with Aaron Judge, he'll rue the day. In fact, if he doesn't get it done and that guy goes to the Mets, I think Cashman will get fired. I love talking about money. Everybody's doing it, they just won't admit it.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.